Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. It appears that an effort to establish charter schools in Alabama is a dead issue in the legislature, at least this year. An Alabama House committee today killed legislation that would have allowed the creation of taxpayer-funded charter schools in the state. The House Ways and Means Education Committee declined to vote today on a Senate measure that would have allowed for charter schools. A House version of the bill also was indefinitely postponed yesterday. The sponsor of the House bill blamed special interest groups for killing the charter schools legislation. A new tourism campaign to enhance Montgomery's image among tourists and residents has been launched. It's called Montgomery Capital Cool. Member of the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce and Montgomery County Commission Chairman Elton Dean joined Mayor Todd Strange for today's announcement.
It's pretty cool when you can have 60-plus dragon boats being paddled by everyday citizens in the city of Montgomery. We've got so many cool things here. And as Leslie said, if you haven't been in Montgomery in the last 5 years, you don't know how cool Montgomery is.
City officials say tourism generates more than $566 million to the local economy and creates more than 10,000 jobs. The Capital Cool campaign kicks off this evening with an event in the alley downtown Montgomery. Operation Alabama Black Belt 2012 is a success, so says program sponsor Delta Regional Authority's federal co-chairman Chris Massengill. Massengill says the free medical clinics located in Selma, Hayneville, and Demopolis service thousands of residents.
More than 29,000 patient encounters. The military, in fact, estimates that 15,000 had been treated. That number obviously tripled our expectations for this particular mission. And I will also tell you, from my perspective, it has been the most successful, the most impactful IRT mission since we started in 2009 because of the numbers of the individuals that had been seen.
The free medical clinics program ended today. It offered free dental and medical care along with health screenings and services. Sponsors included the United States Department of Defense and state and local agencies. There is only one day left for black farmers who want to make a claim in a long-running discrimination lawsuit filed against the Federal Department of Agriculture. John Zippert is co-publisher of the Greene County Democrat newspaper and a member of the Federation of Southern Cooperative. He says the deadline to file a claim will end tomorrow.
In the first Pickford suit, there was a small section which said if you had extraordinary reasons for missing, being late and missing the initial 6 month claims period, you could file a request for a late claim. And thousands of people, 65,000 people, put in for a late claim. 2,000 of them were felt to have extraordinary reasons. And that set off this whole effort.
Black farmers who have not received a claim form should contact the facilitator at 877-810-8110. An informational session will be held Friday at 9 a.m. at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown Montgomery. In other news, Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that occurred outside a local motel on the West Boulevard. It happened last night at the Travelers Inn. Police said the man's wounds were serious but was not considered life-threatening. It's not immediately known if a suspect was arrested. In other news, a state agency has established a website to begin accepting applications for the more than 800 new jobs at the Hyundai Car Factory in West Montgomery. Applications can be downloaded and submitted at www.aidt.edu or at any Alabama Career Center office. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama recently announced they plan to hire 877 team members to add a third shift in September. Look for sunny skies today and your highs in the lower 80s. Clear skies tonight with your lows in the mid-50s. Look for sunny skies on Friday with your highs in the lower 80s. Friday night, clear in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with your lows in the upper 50s. On your Saturday, cloudy skies with a 40% chance of thunderstorms and your highs around 80 degrees. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVAS.com. WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.